So, what do we do now?
Hello? Yes. I'm in elevator 4 and it just stopped. I don't know. They're wondering what floor we're near.
I'm not sure it's
a good We think we're near 6th. Level 4. Yeah, all right. We are calm. Just two of us. Listen, can you tell me how long this is going to take?
Well?
They're sending somebody right over. I'm missing an important meeting.
Maybe you shouldn't cut the elevator repair budget.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing.
No, you said something. Something about a repair budget.
I said maybe you cut the elevator repair budget.
I beg your pardon. Do you know who I am?
Yes. I know exactly who you are. You're Jack Foster, the CIO. Although I'm sure you don't have any clue who I am.
Why would you think I'd cut the elevator repair budget? We don't even have an elevator repair budget. That's the landlord's problem.
Well, right now, I'd say it's our problem.
Look, I'm sorry. It's just that 3 months ago, I wrote up a recommendation to expand our IS budget, and you turned it down flat. I couldn't even get an appointment to come and talk to you.
I see. You must be Alex something. Bowden, right?
Bowden, that's right.
Look, I couldn't justify the numbers.
Well, then why wouldn't you let me come and explain it to you? Upgrading our directory would give us direct XML capability so we could integrate our PeopleSoft database, our supplier database, our notes system. We have so many features we don't have.
Features, features. Is that all you care about? Oh, I know you boys down there like to play with all the newest toys, but it's not my responsibility to fund your gadget habit.
Gadget habit? Is that what you think this is about? A gadget habit?
Look, I upgraded your Active Directory just last year.
Well, who told you we needed that?
I was assured by people at the highest level that it was the exact solution we needed.
Well, you should have talked to us in the basement level. You want to talk solution?
That'd be great.
Okay, I'll talk solutions. How about saving money so we don't have to re-enter the same user information a dozen times? How about giving users fast access to the applications and information they need from day one? How about actually being able to manage the security of the entire system from one location?
Why didn't you put that in your proposal?
I thought I did.
Look, I'm sorry about your proposal, but you have to understand my position. People at the executive level don't listen to me unless things are breaking down. As long as you guys keep things running smooth, it's hard for me to justify new expenditures.
Well, maybe we should break things once in a while.
Oh, no, please don't.
You know how when you want to run a report, you have to look for the data in about a dozen different places?
Oh, yes.
Well, with Novell, we can create a custom portal that automatically gathers the information you need. It doesn't even matter which machine you're using.
And it looks the same on any computer?
Yep. Don't even need any special client software. Just a network connection and a browser.
Now that is very interesting.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm just not breathing so well, all right?
Are you claustrophobic?
No. I just don't like being stuck in little places.
Listen. Maybe together we can think of a way out of here. What's so funny?
No offense, but, you know, you don't exactly have a reputation for playing well with others.
What are you talking about? I pride myself in getting input from everyone around me.
And when you were on the phone, why'd you tell the guy we were on the fourth floor when I said the sixth?
I admit that I can be a little overbearing, but I have to direct the information systems in three other facilities. It's not like we can get together every other week. Well, they're over there where they are, and I'm traveling half the time.
You could have online meetings.
What are you talking about? We do use email.
I'm not talking about email. I'm talking about an online meeting room where people could log in from all over the world. You could set the agenda and assign the tasks, but everyone would participate and would be able to look at the projects the others are working on.
Would it work?
Of course it would. You get that Novell system I was talking about? I'll even set it up for you.
Hey, you guys in there? Hey, you guys in there?
Yeah, we're here.
Are you all right?
Well, we're fine.
Okay.
When can you get us out of here?
I'm not sure what the problem is yet. Just hang tight.
What time do you have?
I don't know, about half past?
I'm going to be very late. I still have to pick up that report from Bonnie.
Did you say Bonnie?
Yes, why?
Bonnie's your secretary.
Bonnie Mitchell, yes, why?
Well, I wouldn't expect that report to be printed out just yet.
Why not?
Because I was on my way up to fix your printer when we,
I see. Well, I'm in a bit of hot water then, aren't I?
Well, I wouldn't worry about it. It's not like we had any control over this.
Oh, with the people I deal with, that doesn't exactly matter.
Well, none of this may matter if we don't do something about our network security.
What are you talking about?
Well, we're pretty secure here. But with our other offices, I'm not so sure. And there's been talk about opening up some of our systems to our partners and suppliers.
Yeah, we have to do that. Our competition is doing it, and we have to shorten our production cycle.
I realize that. But if we keep building up these huge walls around everything, it's just going to get too big to manage and too hard for the users.
And what would you suggest? No, wait, let me guess. That Novell system you recommended.
You boys all right in there?
Yeah. Yes.
Good.
Look, why don't you work on that proposal? Focus on the solutions, then bring it up to my office.
All right. I think, though, I might take the stairs.